Right, I welcome you all and come. Question: What shall we do?
啊，我希望我们每一位弟兄姐妹们都有这样的一个问题，我们该怎么做
？Or you will ask such a question: What shall we do?
也许你会问这样的一个问题。
As Peter has answered, we need to do three things.
啊，就像彼得所说的那样，有三件事情我们要做。
One is to repent.
第一，我们要悔改。
Because acknowledge of something we are doing wrong is one thing.
啊，因为我们头脑里知道我们做了一件错事是一回事。
You will actually turn around and change your former thinking and behavior is another.
但是你转变你以前的想法，你以前的做法是另外一回事。
In the past, we may be thinking if we turn our stereo really loud, we are really enjoy our own world and our music.
啊，以前我们也许会认为说，当我们把我们的音响声音开大的时候，我们会很享受那些音乐。
Until your neighbor, a senior citizen, an elderly man, knock on the door saying, "You really bother me."
啊，也许在那个时候，你的邻居啊，一些老年人可能会敲你的门说，哇，你这个声音太吵了。
We may apologize. We may say we are sorry if we turn back to our rooms to continue to listen to loud music. That's not repentance.
啊，如果那个时候我们就对他说啊，对不起，但是你当你回到自己的房间以后，继续听那么很吵闹的音乐的时候，音乐的话，那个就不是真正的悔改。
In the past, we thought everything we are doing only affect us personally, has nothing to do with anyone else.
啊，以前也许我们认为说我们所做的一切对我们自己有影响，对我们周遭的人没有任何的影响。
But now we realize whatever we do, not only has something to do with ourselves, it will also affect the righteousness and the name of our Creator.
啊，但是现在我们发现，我们所做的一切不但会影响我们自己，也会影响我们的造物主他的公义。
The second answer Jesus gave is to be baptized.
啊，那第二个答案就是我们要受洗。
To proclaim that you have made a decision to the world.
也就像世界有这样的一个宣告，你已经和旧的老我要分开。
And then Peter said, "Then you will receive a gift from God. That is the Holy Spirit."
啊，那最后彼得也说，你会收到一个这样的礼物，从神来的礼物，也就是圣灵。
Apostle Paul, later on, when he wrote many letters to different churches, to Christians,
啊，那使徒保罗在后来也写了很多的书信给很多的教会。
He mentioned about how a Christian should live.
他在书信当中有这样的教导，教导说一个基督徒该怎么样的生活。
And it has all something to do with the Holy Spirit.
这教导和圣灵有很大的关系。
And today we are going to go through Ephesians chapter 5.
那今天我们要来看一看以弗所书的第五章。
That's all, read together.
让我们一起来读。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，但像智慧人。
Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy, with the Spirit.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit.Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Always give thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
As Peter has mentioned, that once we accept the Lord, we repent, we are baptized, we will receive a gift from God. That is Holy Spirit.
啊，正如彼得所说的那样，当我们一旦信主了以后，当我们受洗，当我们悔改以后，圣灵就会，神就会赐下圣灵住在我们的心中。
It sounds so mysterious because what is Holy Spirit?
啊，这听起来好像很有点神秘。那到底圣灵是什么
？We cannot feel, we cannot touch, we cannot see.
好像我们的眼睛看不见，我们的手也摸不到，我们好像也感受不到。
And Bible oftentimes use a kind of adjective to just like describing water or fire to describe Holy Spirit.
那很多时候我们看到圣经呢会用一些水或者火这样的词来形容它。
Is Holy Spirit kind of like force, like energy?
那我们就 很好奇地问说那圣灵它是一种力量是一种能量吗
Is kind of liquid?
它是不是像液体一样呢
It is not a type of force. It is not a type of energy. It is not a type of condition.
我们要知道的是圣灵它不是一种能力它也不是一种能量它也不是一种液体或者状态
He is the Spirit from God
它是从神而来的灵
He is a person from the Holy Trinity
它是三位真神中的一个位格
He has feeling
它有自己
He has will
它有自己的感受它会
He will feel happy for us feel joyful for us
它会为我们喜乐
And he feels sorrowful for us.
他也会为我们悲伤。
And according to the scripture, the purpose of the dwelling of Holy Spirit on us are.
根据圣经，圣灵内住在我们的心中有这样的几个目的。
He wants to be our comforter.
他想成为我们的安慰。
And he also prays for us for a lot of time. We don't know how to pray.
他也为我们代祷，即使是我们不知道该如何代祷的时候
，He truly understands our need.
他真真实实的明白我们的需要。
And He also leads us to know God.
他也带领我们去认识神。
To enlighten us to understand the Word of God.
他也帮我们打开神的话语，能够让我们明白神的话语。
To let us see the spiritual things.
可以让我们看到属灵的事情。
And guide us to grow.
也可以领导我们成长。
And also, His dwelling help us to conform to be part of His body.
也让我们成为基督的肢体。
And to have the unity in His body.
也和基督合一。
And He also give us faith, and we with the faith we will receive different gifts from the Holy Spirit.
也给我们赐下信心，也通过这个信心。我们可以领受不同的恩赐和能力。
So once we are enabled, we are able to manifest his power in us in order to build the church, to edify the church, to testify Jesus Christ.
也因此我们可以显明神给我们的恩赐，显明神的力量。我们可以来造就教会，也可以见证主耶稣。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul also told us.Holy Spirit is also worked like an evidence of our salvation.
那以弗所书也告诉我们，圣灵也是我们一个得救的一个证据。
Because sometimes we may be feeling down.
有些时候我们内心可能很消沉。
Maybe we see the troubles ahead and we say, God, do you still love me?
当我们看到前面有困难的时候，我们有时候可能会问神，你是不是还爱我们？
And the inspiration and the comfort of Holy Spirit will tell us.And prove to us once again, yes, God loves you. I'm the evidence. I'm the deposit.
我们知道，我们圣灵给我们的这样的带领，给我们这样的安慰，告诉我们说，是的，神他还爱我们，还在带领我们。
And He is the deposit of the riches of our heavenly inheritance to come.
我们也看到，也是神给我们所有的一切丰富富在我们身上的一个集中的体现。
So what does it mean when Paul say you need to be filled with Holy Spirit?
那彼得他说你们要被圣灵所充满，这是什么样的一个含义呢？
Wasn't the Holy Spirit a person? How can you be filled with Holy Spirit?
如果圣灵是一个位格的话，我们怎么样能够让它充满呢？
It sounds so abstract.
我们听起来好像非常的抽象。
What Paul was saying is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
那我想保罗在这里所说的就是圣灵的一个彰显。
His work, his influence on us.
也是他在我们内心中所动的工，他对我们的影响。
His giving on us.
他对我们的一些赐予。
And Bible tells us the Holy Spirit is just like a dove.
圣经也告诉我们，圣灵就像一个鸽子一般
，gentle and sensitive，
非常的温柔，也非常的敏锐。
Have you ever played with dove？
啊，不知道大家有没有啊接触过鸽子
？Dove is very gentle. The dove can rest right before you.
啊，因为鸽子非常的啊温顺，它可以啊安安静的就停在你的前面。
However, if you move too violently or too quickly, the dove will fly away.
啊，但是当你如果很快的移动的时候，你会惊吓到鸽子的话，鸽子也会飞走。
And Holy Spirit can quiet Himself down and not to make a noise when we harden our heart or we decide to deny His calling and inspiration.
啊，那圣灵也像鸽子一样，它可以安静下来。他会不干扰我们，但是如果我们的心如果是刚硬的话，我们就会听不到圣灵的声音。
And oftentimes his existence can be overwhelmed and covered by the noises in our lives.
所以很多时候，圣灵的存在会被我们生命当中很多很嘈杂的声音所掩盖。
Just like if I'm going to light a candle here.
就像如果我现在点亮这个蜡烛的话
，You won't recognize the light.
你可能会根本就注意不到这个蜡烛的亮。
However, if I light a candle and I ask all the co-workers to help to pull down the shade and turn off the lights.
但是如果我点燃这个蜡烛以后，要所有同工把这个窗帘给放下，把灯给关掉的话
，the light of this candle will fill the room.
我们就可以看到这个蜡烛的光就会充满整个会堂。
And today you are giving the right to the speaker.With the microphone,
啊，今天你给这个讲员有这个用麦克风的这样的一个权利。
And people decide to be quiet, to be silent in the sanctuary.
啊，而且呢，我们看到这个大家都很决定安安静静的听。
And as the speaker is speaking,
所以当这个讲员在讲的时候
，the voice is loud and clear.
所以这讲员的声音就非常的清晰，非常的大。
Because people have decided to give the right and authority to the speaker.
啊，因为我们看到听众已经把这个权柄用麦克风的权柄交给了讲员。
And we ask someone back there to turn on the volume to have an amplifier to make the voice loud and clear to everyone to hear.
啊，而且我们要在后面的弟兄啊，把这个声音开大，这个音响可以让讲员的声音能够清清楚楚的充满整个会场。
That is filling up the room.
就是来充满这个会场。
To be filled, to be filled.
被充满。
And Paul said, do not be drunk.
保罗也说不要醉酒。
Because drinking, to be drunk, leads to debauchery.
啊，因为醉酒可以使人放荡。
Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
那要被圣灵充满。
I believe many of our house, we do have a bottle of liquor, sometimes hard liquor.
啊，我想我们可能很多人家中都会有一些酒，或者是甚至于是烈酒。
Or you can even carry the liquor on you.
啊，甚至于你可以随身携带一些烈酒在你身边。
However, as long as you decide not to open the bottle, the liquor has no effect on you.
啊，但是如果你决定你不打开这个酒瓶的话。那这个酒瓶里的酒对你就没有什么影响。
However, if one of us make a decision, a conscientious decision, I'm going to open this liquor, I'm going to drink all every single drop of the liquor inside the bottle and let the alcohol to fill every single cell of my body.
啊，如果有人有这个很有意识的做这样的一个决定，要把整瓶的烈酒喝下去，让这个烈酒充满自己身体的每一个细胞的话。
And I allow myself to be out of control.
我就让我自己的身体失去了控制。
To be reckless, to be drunk.
我就让我们自己身体进入一种醉酒、一个放荡的失去的状态。
It is a conscientious decision.
啊，是我们一个很有意识的一个决定。
Not only I myself, I have been controlled by the alcohol.
啊，不但我自己被这样的话被酒精所控制。
People around me also recognize I am drunk.
而且我周围的人，你可以看出我是醉酒的。
I've been controlled by the alcohol.
我被酒所控制，酒精所控制。
And Paul said, "Do not do this."
保罗说不要这样做。
Because this is a decision you allow yourself to be reckless.
因为这是你自己做的一个决定，让你自己成为一个放荡的状态。
Rather, he said we need to make a decision to make a condition to create a condition of our heart and soul, so that Holy Spirit can manifest His power and influence.
而他做的，他保罗所要我们做的是让我们的心灵处于一个这样的一个状况，能够让圣灵可以彰显他的能力。
When the Holy Spirit is having control and leadership of our body.
当圣灵掌权的时候
，We will have clear mind.
我们的头脑，我们的理智是清晰的。
We won't lose self-control.
我们就不会失控。
We are going to live and behave orderly.
啊，我们生活在一个有秩序的环境当中。
This is the very purpose why Paul is making a contrast here.
啊，这就是保罗是要表明的一个非常清晰的一个对比。
Paul also said the same in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16.
保罗也在加拉太书第五章十六节这样说。
So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh.
他说你们当顺着圣灵而行，而不放纵肉体的情欲。
So once you are led by the Holy Spirit, you have restraint of your flesh.
当你被圣灵所带领的时候，你的肉体就不会放纵。
There is no explosion of selfish desire.
就不会有好像是一个自私的一个欲望。
Today, we believers, we all have Holy Spirit.
我们今天作为信主的人，我们都有圣灵。
Yet, do we understand His existence?
但是我们是不是能够清清楚楚地知道圣灵的存在？
Have we created a condition for the Holy Spirit to rule and speak?
我们是不是创造了一个非常美好的一个环境，良好的环境，让圣灵在我们的生命当中来说话？
So we can hear the guidance of His word.
也好让我们能够听到圣灵的声音和教导。
In chapter 5 of book Ephesians.
在以弗所书的第五章。
Actually, Paul lists a few Christian livings. Actions here.
那保罗列了一些我们基督徒生活的一些事情。
To me, actually, those items are the descriptions. How can we live a spiritual, spirit-filled life?
他这里所说的这些话呢，在我看来，就是我们基督徒该如何过一个被圣灵充满的生活。
I believe Paul is trying to instruct us how to live so that we can create a platform and condition.For Holy Spirit to lead and speak.
我想保罗在这里说的就是要我们自己该如何去创造一个良好的环境，好让圣灵可以带领我们，可以彰显他的能力。
And Paul continued on saying, "You need to do this. Be careful. Let's listen carefully."
保罗继续说到说，你们要如此行。
He said, "Speaking to one another with psalms."
他说到要用诗章来彼此说话。
Why psalms?
为什么是诗章呢？
Because psalms were written by the psalmist who were inspired by the Lord. Their feeling, their emotion is the condition of their time, their struggle with the Lord at the time.
因为诗歌是被诗人所写，当他们写诗歌的时候，诗篇的时候，他们整个人的心灵都被神的话所充满。
And when we read psalms,
当我们来读诗篇的时候，
we start to feel the heartbeat of psalmist.
我们可以感受到写诗篇的诗人他的心的跳动。
And their words vibrate our heartbeat.
他们的用的词语是如此的有活动。
Then we can say it to the Lord.
也至于我们可以对我们的神说。
So what Paul is saying, we not only recognize God and His grace by our head knowledge.
我想保罗告诉我们的是，我们不单我们要从我们的头脑上能够知道神给我们的恩典，
We need to feel God with our emotion.
我们要在我们的情绪上也能够感受到神，
Our love.
也能在爱上感受到神，
That we can truly bring our emotion to the Lord with the psalms.
我们也可以通过借着诗篇可以表达我们对神的感受，
And also hymns.
也是同样的，还有诗歌颂词。
So type of hymn, people wrote down those hymns we sing along.
有些时候我们知道我们一起唱一些很好的诗歌。
They are all inspiration from the Lord.
这些都是我们对，可以说是对神的一种表达的。
And we sing songs.
我们唱歌的时候。
From the Spirit.
我们是从灵里来唱。
So what Paul is saying, when we sing songs, when we have a music,
所以保罗说，当我们听到有美好的音乐的时候，
Please open your arms,
请张开你的手，
Open your heart,
张开你的心，打开你的心，
And shut down everything that's bothering us.
然后 放下一些那些来困扰你的事情。
Bring your emotion and feeling，
把你的内心带出来。
And also your intellectual understanding about God，
也同样带出你对神的认知。
And let the music penetrate every single cell of your body，
让所有这些音乐能够穿透你心中的每一个细胞。
Not only that，
不单如此
，Paul said we need to speak to one another。
他也说我们要彼此。
We need to sing to one another.
我们要彼此对唱。
We need to echo and respond to one another.
我们要彼此的对应回应。
So in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
所以我们的内心要被圣灵所充满的话。
A Christian cannot be a lone ranger.
所以我们基督徒，我们不能是单单独独的一个人生活。
You cannot be isolated.
我们不能和周围的弟兄姐妹所隔离。
Because if we are isolated, we are not enable to condition our heart to have a condition to allow Holy Spirit to speak to fill us.
因为当我们如果是完全和周围弟兄姐妹隔离的时候，我们的心就不在那样的状态当中，圣灵就没有办法对我们说话。
And we need to connect with the body of Christ.
我们必须要和基督的所有的肢体、身体来一起连接。
It is very frustrating. Sometimes we don't know how to deal with another human being.
有些时候我们真的可能觉得很沮丧，我们不知道和周围的人该如何联络。
But God is telling us, if we want to grow, if we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to connect to the body of Christ.
但是主也告诉我们说，如果你要生命要得到成长，你想被圣灵所充满的话，你就要和周围的肢体一起连接。
However, this is only the half of the process how to create whole spirit-filled condition.
但是这我们刚才所谈的这一切，只是我们要创造一个被圣灵所充满的这样的一个平台的一部分。
Because when we are filled with song and music and praise and God's word，
当我们听到那些诗歌、那些赞美的话、那些音乐的时候
，At the same time we are also filled with selfish desires。
那个时候，我们同样内心当中也有很多些自私的欲望。
We have carnal needs。
我们也是属于肉体的一些需要。
We haveinfluence from the world.
我们也受到这个周围的世界、属世的世界的影响。
And those noises are loud and clear and being playing in our brain.
我们也知道这些影响、这些声音是非常的响亮。
Paul said,
保罗告诉我们说，
Today we are either being led by the Holy Spirit or led by the spirit of this world.
我们今天我们不是被圣灵所带领的话，就是被这个世界所带领。
In the same book, chapter 2, verse 2, Paul said, In which you used to live when you followed the way of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work, those who are disobedient.
在以弗所书的二章二节，保罗说，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
What Paul was saying before the dwelling of Holy Spirit，
保罗告诉我们是，当我们基督徒有圣灵内住以前
，Don't we think we are not influenced by the spiritual world？
不要以为我们好像没有被任何灵界的东西所影响。
Actually, we were led by the spirit of this world.And who is now at work? Those who are disobedient.
其实我们在那个时刻，我们也是被这个世界上的邪灵所影响。
We were being controlled and influenced.
我们被这邪灵所影响、所控制。
And those who are being controlled and influenced, there are some characteristic of such person.
那些被邪灵所影响、所控制的有这样的一些特点。
According to Paul.Those people have a tendency of being disobedient.
那根据保罗这样的人的话，他们有一个不顺服的特点。
They are rebellious.
他们很悖逆。
They are self-centered.
他们是以常常是以自我为中心。
However, a spirit-filled person.
但是一个被圣灵所充满的人。
The old self has been reframed.
他们自己的老我已经被管束了。
There is a constraint on him.
他们会有受到控制。
And learn to be humble.
他们也学习怎么样谦卑。
And there's a humility start to grow in such a person.
而且在他心中有这样的一个顺服。
And have a desire to submit one another in the church.
他们也在教会当中也愿意彼此的顺服。
Not only in the church.
不但在教会当中
It applies to all human relationship of the person.
也在他自己的世界上的一切的人际关系当中也是如此。
Because a spirit-filled person, he is willing to be ruled and constrained by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道被圣灵所充满的人，他们愿意被圣灵来带领。
And therefore, the following portion of the chapter and the next chapter, Paul starts to mention about submission.
这也就是为什么在第五章的后面一段或者第六章保罗开始讨论要彼此的顺服
Paul talk about wives submit to your husband
保罗就提到说妻子要顺服丈夫
Children submit to your parents
孩子要顺服父母
Slaves submit to your masters
作为仆人的要顺服自己的主人
They are the condition for us to be spirit-filled
这样的一些顺服也是我们能够被圣灵所充满的一些条件
It is very hard
是非常不容易去学习的
Because the reason why we need to submit to them is not because they are smarter
因为我们顺服的这个原因并不是好像并不是因为他们比我们更聪明
It's not because they are more experienced
并不是因为他们有更多的经验
It's not because they are more powerful, they are more rich
也不是因为好像他们更有能力或者更强大
Simply because we recognize the role God has assigned them to play in our life carries a purpose.
我想唯一的原因就是我们认知到这是神把他们放在我们生命当中的这样的一个地位。
To train us to learn humility and submission.
这也是神要我们从中来学习如何顺服，如何谦卑。
In this process,
在这个过程当中
We will learn to lay down ourselves.
我们也知道怎么样去放下我们自己。
Lay down our desire.
放下我们自己的一些需要。
Lay down our opinion.
放低一些我们自己的新的想法和意见。
And then the noises and voice created by ourselves will start to quiet down.
如果这样行的话，我们的老我所引起的所有的一些杂音就会慢慢的静下来。
And the leading of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will become clear and clear.
圣灵的带领就会变得更加的清晰。
And louder and louder.
更加的响亮。
And at the time, once we are led by the Holy Spirit, we'll become more submissive.
在那个时候，如果我们被圣灵所带领的话，我们就会更加的谦卑。
We will learn, know how to submit even more.
我们就会更加的知道该如何的顺服。
So it is the beginning stage and also the end result of a Holy Spirit-filled life.
所以这既是一个被圣灵所充满的一个起始，也是一个最终的一个结果。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
it is a very hard lesson.
是一个非常难学的功课。
And I'm still learning.
我也还在继续学习。
Because each time when I learn not to submit,To the brothers and sisters in the church.
因为很多时候，如果我们没有去顺服，对我们弟兄姐妹没有顺服的话
，my head will filled with my own voices.
我的头脑当中就有很多我自己的声音。
My own pride.
我自己的骄傲。
My self pity.
我自己的心中的一些刚硬。
But only through the submission.
但是只有通过顺服。
The Holy Spirit will start to work and change us.
当我通过顺服的时候，我就知道圣灵在我的生命当中在做工，来改变。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，May we come together live a church life.
愿我们一起来过一个教会的生活。
That is Spirit, Holy Spirit filled.
也是一个被圣灵所充满的生活。
May we come together sing praise to the Lord.
让我们愿意一起来赞美我们的神。
From the bottom of our heart,
从我们的内心深处来赞美我们的神。
Let our intellect,
让我们的不能知
and also our emotion,
让我们的知识也让我们的情绪
being expressed through music，
通过音乐，通过诗歌来表达。
And we do it to each other, to encourage each other.
而且我们互相的如此行，我们互相的勉励。
And we praise our Lord Jesus Christ, and remember what He has done to us.
我们赞美我们的主，来，我们来纪念主在我们生命当中所成就的一切。
And we learn to submit one another.
我们也学习怎么样来彼此的顺服。
Then we can live a life with the Holy Spirit.
那我们就可以过一个被圣灵所充满的生活。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。